Hayes, Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the
Corporal was the correct answer, and that was actually the only right answer if you were paying attention or if you know the Marines, and it was designed to help go to either someone that knows the Ira Hayes story or knows the Marine ranking. It's Veterans Weekend, and I thought, well, there's no way we can screen for a veteran in time to get them the ticket, so it was hard enough. Specifically said, he was discharged December 1st as a non-commissioned officer. Of the three options given, Corporal was the only one that's non-commissioned. So a Marine would have known that, or someone familiar with the Army rankings. And if your cell phone ends in 0882, you are the correct random winner. I mean, answered like that. So somebody that didn't have time to Google it or
look it up.
Try and get it dialed in. So congratulations. You'll be going and watching the Diamondbacks take on the Dodgers June 4th. It's a Tuesday. First pitch is at 6:40.
So I wanted to keep talking to our guests we have online. We have David Nance of Sabre, personal and home security items. We just kind of talked through a segment, David, on the home security items. Tell me, we're going to have people that are interested. Where do we find these products?
You can find them at your local hardware stores like Ace Hardware, Do It Best, True Value, but also the big box retailers like your Lowe's and Home Depot as well.
Okay. And these products we talked about are good for your home, but they're also good for traveling, some of them. So really great, great resource. And then
home, apartment, dorm room, sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's so talking about personal security, kind of going that direction. And a big need is, like you just said, college. You got girls going away, girls and guys, but girls are vulnerable going away to college. You have the elderly who are often very vulnerable. And you have maybe sports, someone who loves to run. And that's a scenario where you can be kind of vulnerable. So tell me some of the processes or the products that you have, David.
So when it comes to protecting college students, I mean, that's a very serious issue. The assaults that are occurring on college campuses have kind of came to light in the last several years. They're increasing, they're not going down, and sexual assaults is just a big issue. So we encourage college females to carry our compact pepper gel product. It's very easy for them to carry, yet it allows them protection at a safe distance if something doesn't feel right or their attack were to ensue. The pepper gel product deploys 20% further than traditional pepper spray. It's available in a small keychain size. It sprays up to 12 feet. And Sabre is the same product that's being used by law enforcement agencies globally. So it's what Phoenix PD, Maricopa County, Arizona Department of Public Safety, they all use the Sabre product because it provides great stopping power. It also provides that safety at a distance, which is what you want. You don't want to have to go hands-on with a potential threat.
And putting it in that gel makes it go farther. Plus, it keeps it from blowing back on you or something else that you don't want to hit. It's much more of
that's
a target,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly right. It only affects the target, and that's why it's so popular on college campuses. So it'll only affect that one individual, not anyone else in the immediate area.
The second product I'd like to talk about is the taser, because that's not quite as easy as it sounds. For one thing, someone has to be really close to you, so you'd rather stop them before they got that close. And so do you recommend those?
So, right. So with stun guns are very popular. They're an inexpensive item that provides a lot of pain when you actually touch someone, but they're also quite intimidating with the sound and the spark that jumps from probe to probe. Taser is the actual brand name of a product that deploys two probes up to 21 feet used by law enforcement. They're actually in your area in Scottsdale, I believe. Great product used by law enforcement, but more popular probably on the consumer side are the stun gun products, but that you brought up the disadvantage of those products. Unlike the taser, you actually have to touch the individual with a stun gun. Some people like the idea of the loud sound, the intimidation of that product. I recommend pepper spray or pepper gel products over a stun gun always, because with the pepper gel and spray, you can protect yourself against multiple threats at the same time at a distance. Whereas with the stun gun, you have to touch each individual, and it makes it nearly impossible to protect yourself against more than one person at a given time. And if their arm reach is longer than yours, that also puts you at a disadvantage with a stun gun.
Oh, good thought. Hey, David, thanks for joining us this morning and enlightening our homeowners as things that they can get to help keep their home and their person safe. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too.
Yeah, that pepper spray is good, especially on college campuses where you're in. A lot of them are gun-free zones. Is it 18 or 21 you have to be to get have a handgun in Arizona? I can't remember. And it may have changed. I just remember Mark Salem always joking about he could buy a handgun when he was a cop, but not the ammo for it, because he was too young to buy the ammo, but he was old enough to buy. There's like the age to buy a handgun and the age to buy ammo didn't line up at the time he was a cop. So even though he was a police, he'd have to have daddy would have to go buy his ammo.
Well, and that with a gun too, you know, you have the chance of it being taken from you, and these products can hurt you, but you would survive. And I know an elderly lady who really wants a gun, but I'm concerned more about them getting away from her. So these are great options if you're out and about.
If your hand wasn't strong enough to hold it after the recoil, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, a person needs to be 21 years or older for a handgun.
Okay. Purchase.
So these are great options for elderly, college, car, and they're easy to carry. They look like, you know, a little keychain.
Our weekly to-do has to do with emergency preparedness, and we've got great resources at rosieonthehouse.com. When you click on Do-It-Yourself Database, just select the category, and it's broken down into 10 different topics. And one in particular today we were going to talk about is building your own bug out, or what we call get-home bag. And this is if, like right now, there's the fire or flood would be the two things I'm aware of that people have evacuated for in Arizona. Oak Creek's been evacuated for flood warnings before. I don't know that anyone's being evacuated from the Dove Fire. The first thing I saw said looked like it was out, but then on the newsroom outside, it said it was only 15% contained. So I don't know. But
well, I think one thing that would happen to people in Arizona is it gets stranded on the highway. You know, especially in the summertime, mm-hmm. when an accident happens, and we have just like that one main artery out of every direction. So if you were to get stuck on a road.
So that's why I call it the bug out or get home bag, and mm-hmm. it's always in the truck. So whether you needed to evacuate the home, you've got it with you, and you can just get in and go, and you've got all your essentials. Or if you were stuck on the freeway, throw it on your back, leave your truck, and get home, because the last place you'd want to be if there was a complete gridlock and you knew you weren't going to be moving,
Walk home.
I'd ditch my truck in a heartbeat to get home if it was stuck on a gridlock with, you know, how many other hundreds of thousands of people on that freeway. Put that backpack on, jump over the fence, and start heading home. So that's at rosieonthehouse.com. You just use the keyword emergency preparedness, and that'll take you to the building your own or bug out bag. And then you've got links down there, and it's broken down to categories: water, food, clothing, shelter, basic first aid, hygiene, navigation, transportation, defense, and packing equipment. Because the packing equipment itself is weight and the proper layout and design and usability.
That's a great resource. You put a lot of time into that. So if you're interested in that, just check out the website.
Now, something else that we prepare for once a year is lightning protection. When we're talking about emergency preparedness, if we have a natural disaster we can count on every year, is lightning striking somewhere? And we can avoid that striking our home by simply installing air terminals. And our lightning guy, Bob Ross, from Apache Junction, is joining us on the line. Welcome back, Bob.
Thanks a lot, Romy.
And I always get a kick out of the stats, but I'll let you run through them. Just lightning facts.
Well, lightning facts is Arizona is number two in the United States for lightning strikes. Florida is number one. So, you know, it is pretty important. And the reason why people think they're seeing more is because a long time ago, this was mostly desert, and a lot of the lightning strikes would just strike out in the desert. But since we've been putting so many subdivisions in, there's a lot more targets for lightning to hit.
And how do we deter that?
Well, we put air terminals on the roof, and we put a grid wire through it, and then we put ground rods in. So if the lightning does strike, it just goes back into the ground. Lightning, like anything else, goes in the path of least resistance. So we give it that path. So when it does strike, you know, it'll move real quick and it'll just discharge into the ground. Otherwise, what happens is with the fire is that it'll side flash, which if it's hitting something, it'll go to something else like your ductwork, piping, anything that's good to ground. So the side flash, and that side flash will cause a fire.
And when that side flash happens, that heat that's generated from that side flash is how hot?
I'm not sure. but I know it's over 1,000 degrees.
Well, I thought I remembered from last time, twice the temperature of the sun?
Yes, that's right.
So however the however hot the sun is times two.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't have to be the one to figure that out.
That'll burn your s'mores.
And the lightning protection, the air terminals on a roof, people think it's going to be a real large rod, but it isn't. They're only about 12 inches, and usually from the ground, it's really hard to see.
And it's copper, and it's one of those things that you don't have to. On the time frame, it's the cheapest insurance you can buy for your house because you only have to buy it once.
Yes. And actually, we've been using aluminum, which is the same, but the aluminum right now is a lot less expensive than copper.
Oh. It was copper when you helped me install it on my home, and what was that, 04?
So, yeah. And that's the thing. There's no maintenance. There's nothing you have to do. Once it's up, it's up.
Now, there's
go ahead.
There's part two to lightning protection is what if it strikes, let's say, a transformer or you get a surge coming from down your power line, that surge into your home. I don't know that there's ever been a recorded fire from that, but everything that's plugged in that uses power, when that surge of power comes in, it can break down the life of that equipment or short circuit. And you think about how much money you have invested in electronics and phones and computers and refrigerator and air conditioning system. And we can help maintain the level of energy that comes into our home with a surge protector.
Correct. You know, many years ago, these old washing machines and stuff, you can hit them with a hand grenade and they won't, nothing will happen. But now,
they don't make them like they used to.
No, they don't. But now it's solid state. So it is pretty critical because they can't take any type of surge. So, well, that's what we do is put a whole house surge protector on your panel, and then we put one on your cable TV or on your telephones, and that'll stop anything from coming in. Even if you had a real good electric meter, you watch your if you put it, you know, if you put it on, say, 220 across your electrical panel, you'll notice that meter moving all the time because, you know, they're shedding loads and not shedding loads. So what will happen is eventually all the solid state stuff, and this I can't prove, but that's what they say, that it can extend the life about 40% because it doesn't go up and over a certain peak. So if you had a real good meter, you'd see it. If you put that surge protector on, that needle wouldn't be moving anymore.
And both of them relatively inexpensive when we look at the investment that we have in our home, when we look at the investment that we have in the power-using appliances and electronics. A surge protector that covers the power and the phone lines and the internet line coming into your home is how much?
Well, a complete kit's about $400. Actually, if you go to the website, we will be changing it. We found another manufacturer for a surge. And they have a lot other good stuff. So if you go on our website, it's going to be the old surge, but it's basically the same. We'll probably get that up and running next week once we get all the specs on the other surge protection. It will average around $400. And I'd say the average home for lightning protection, say like a 1,600 square foot home, ranges around $1,500, $1,600.
And that price is determined on how the roof layout is. If we've got ridges, peaks, you know, there's an equation on how to properly do the peaks. And you've got to put a lightning rod every 25 feet, do I remember correctly?
Every 20.
Every 20. So it's just a matter of how your roof layout is will determine the cost.
Flat roofs are a little bit more because you have to put them all around a parapet. You know, peak roofs are less, but that has to be all figured in.
And on a flat roof, if there's an air conditioning unit in the middle or an evaporative cooler, you've got to then put units on top of or a lightning rod on top of that as well.
Yes. Anything that's connected to the ground. If it's above the roof, we do have to do it. Vap coolers are important. You just think about a vap cooler. I mean, that's water and, you know, an electric up there. I mean, that's just calling for the lightning to hit.
And somebody texted and wanted to know, are your products UL certified? And absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, that's why we moved to we're using a Ditec now, a manufacturer, and they have it's all UL approved. And
wow.
We're going to have some extra different things for what's, you know, there's just so many things changing in homes now with smartphones and all the other stuff. So we just had a better variety there.
Bob Ross, Lightning Busters, lightningbusters.com. A phone number real quick for anybody that has a pen ready for all of our listeners that don't use the internet machine.
480-229-2646.